All right, guys, welcome back in Tuesday's episode. Wait a minute.
No, it's not Friday's, Tuesday, Mike.
The other day of the week.
Nobody correct that.
Keep Friday's that episode, Sports Cards and Nonsense. I'm your host, Mike Giuseppe. I don't know how much longer we have to do introductions. That's Jesse. People already know you.
Wait, do they know me?
The most notable show host, Jesse Gibson. Not co-host, show host.
I like someone put it, Jesse wears socks with sandals Gibson. And I think that's appropriate.
I don't think it's wrong. All right, we got some cool stuff to talk about this week. We're going to talk about the NBA MVP picture, how that's changed with Embiid going down. Big NHL deal with ESPN, how that's going to affect the NHL card market. We got some straight cash homie stuff that will be said much more emphatically than I just said it when Jesse takes that over. And then Steve Peralt from Section 10 and WEEI Radio up there in Boston, my old stomping grounds. He's going to join us for some MLB. We're going to call it the nerd out section. Oh, I've been told as well he has some suggestions for you. So too is a co-host. So he has some info for you. I'll be curious what he has to say about that. Quick update too. We got two questions in the mailbag this week about Brady, the greatest dog in the history of the earth.
Oh no.
Last week got the clip. What I didn't tell people is the day after he got neutered, snipped, whatever happened there.
You got rid of him.
We set him off to boot camp. So Brady's living his best life ever. That dog is dominating. There you go. There's your update. There's your mailbag. That's for Hannah. My wife was like, are you going to talk about Brady again? All right, that's 2 minutes.
We're already behind. She'll listen to this episode.
People already hate us. Too much fluff. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Big picture. NBA MVP. Let's go.
All right. So obviously with Embiid going down, he was, and you have the Vegas odds I sent you. That was live as of yesterday. So Embiid was hands down the favorite. Obviously that is not the case now, although he hasn't dropped that far. He's only third on the list.
I can't believe he's still third.
Yeah. Embiid's stuff has only dropped. Like we talked about him in our last show, he's dropped about 20% his card market. We're kind of basing that off the prism, off his select, off his rookie stuff. Of course, stuff after that, his second, third, fourth year autos and patch autos have really not dropped much at all. That's always a little bit of a slower impact on those cards. But his rookie stuff definitely fell about 20%. That's kind of where we saw it this week too, about 20% down. Same as last week with Embiid. If you still think he's coming back and they're going to do something and win, cool. Like invest now. I don't think we're going to see his prices hit where they were 2 weeks ago. So I sold out, and I don't think there's any reason to not have done that. But yeah, if you're high on him, still buy in. So that leaves LeBron as the number one favorite now. Was he plus 250 on the odds?
They don't like that we keep talking about him. He is old LeBron is plus 170.
Okay, so much, yeah, so way more improved. So, you know, we're not going to talk, we talk LeBron every week. I actually don't think LeBron's winning it this year unless he just goes crazy the next month and a half, 2 months, just because of how good that team was with AD. You know, they've played well without AD, and I think LeBron is still, I would argue, the best player in the league, but there's nothing exciting to say about him. When we talk about his stuff all the time, the one note I will say is if you're a big-time LeBron guy and you want to get high-end rookies, it's lower now than it's been. PSA 10s, his Topps Chrome is way down. 9.5s, his True Gems are under 15,000 for the first time in months. LeBron high-end rookie stuff is down, just like Jordan rookies, Birds. That whole Kobe stuff, all of that is down. So if you still believe in him, which there's no reason not to, check into his old high-end rookie stuff. It's a good buy. But we're not going to waste too much time. Let's jump on to some of the other guys. So Simmons talked about on his show yesterday, I think, maybe today, I think it's time for the Joker. Nikolai Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. What are his odds? Because I don't think he's even top two, is he?
He is. He's number two.
Second? No. Yep. Okay. What's his number on there?
He's plus 200.
Okay. So right behind LeBron.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. You have his stats for the season.
Yeah.
And he put up a triple-double last night too.
Oh, hello. All right. So we've got 20. That's good.
Do you know what a triple-double is?
We talk so much sports cards and sports on here. Where's the nonsense?
Yeah. Here we go. It. So give me his big 27 points.
27 points.
Okay.
He has got 8.5 assists, 11 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is almost averaging a triple-double. He's incredible. The best passing big man in the game. I don't think it's even close. Clutch-wise, now I will disagree with Richard Simmons on this note. I don't think he's as clutch as Dame. Dame, to me, is still the number one guy to close it out. But Joker has been awesome. He is consistently the best player, regular season, postseason. Murray went on his little spat against the Jazz last year. So how does this relate to the card world too, just to tie cards into it? So there's some big stuff with Joker. His rookie year was 2015. I should have noted that. I'm pretty sure it's 2015. So just to give you some numbers, like his raw Prism rookie for $200, to me, that's a steal. His PSA 9 and PSA 10, to give you some idea on, again, just Prism rookie of Joker. His 9s are averaging about 375. His 10s are averaging 1350. His PSA 10 sells almost directly in line with Luka. Here's what's wild, though. Luka has over 16,000 PSA 10s in pop. Joker has 534.
Ooh.
Joker, that team is going to make a deep playoff run. I mean, he's already in the discussion, obviously, for MVP. With Embiid out of the way, I really don't think they're going to give it to LeBron. There's always that bias in basketball. There's a reason Shaq only won a couple. Kobe only won one. They were the best player multiple times and clearly the most valuable. But I always feel like with the NBA, they're kind of looking for the other guy. So I think Joker could easily win MVP this year. The team's winning games the last month way more than they were the first 2 months of the season. And he's just got some really nice stuff with a really low pop. He also has some nice rookie autos. You can still buy raw rookie autos of Joker in the $300 to $400 range, which for a player his caliber, I just think overall his value is there. Even his pop, his PSA 9 Prism rookies, again, selling for under $400 right now on average, it's a population of 600. Like, that population is just so crazy low compared to the other stuff we're used to seeing now, the Zion, Ja, Luka, Trae Young stuff. You look really eager to say something, and I'm really eager to hear it.
I started looking over the list of stats, and I've got a question, but I don't want to interrupt.
No, what's the question? People want to know.
So we're going over the odds of all the MVP, the guys on this list that Vegas are giving odds to. The one guy I don't see on here is the guy who's number one in NBA stats. Why is Bradley Beal not considered?
Oh, the team's losing record. Team's playing like garbage. Yeah,
NBA, even though he's playing great overall.
Playing unbelievable. He's the NBA points leader right now, scoring leader. Yeah, not even going to be in the discussion. Yeah, and that's why.
Too bad.
Yeah, you got to win games to be valuable. Again, it's based on not who is the best player in the league, most valuable. Value equates to winning. How valuable are you to your team if your team's not winning?
So here's a question. Do you buy him while he's on a losing team and then hope he gets traded to somewhere good? Because, yeah. I mean, obviously he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, we've talked about that a few times. If he got traded to a contender before the end of the month, his stuff could go absolutely insane. I don't know who's out there that would trade for him. We haven't dug into that. In the next week or two, we're going to get a basketball guy in here to talk about that because there is some pretty significant trades that could happen. Beal, top of the list. That guy goes to a team that's contending. Yeah, huge spike.
Okay.
Doesn't put him in the MVP discussion still, but it's in terms of hobby and card value. But like Joker, second highest odds. I think Joker could easily win the MVP, and I think they're going on a deep playoff run. I love his rookie stuff out of 2015. Like I said, the population, crazy low, and even just his second, third, fourth year autos, kind of like Embiid. We haven't seen a crazy spike there. I like Joker stuff. Giannis, your boy.
Old G-Man.
Old Giannis. Yep. Yeah, the J-Man, old Giannis. Heck of a guy.
Love him.
You do like him. So he's another guy. He's won back-to-back MVPs. I'm not sure in the history of basketball how many times people have won three MVPs in a row. I have no clue. I would imagine Jordan did it, maybe Kareem. I don't know if anybody else has won three in a row. Go ahead and Google that.
Oh, NBA, I'm Googling, baby.
I can hear those chubby, cute fingers of yours going nuts. So for that reason alone, Giannis is having a good number, a good year. Give me his stats too when you have a second.
Yeah. So,
and they're third in the East right now, and they're like what, a game behind Philly and Brooklyn. They're right in the mix for the top seed. What are his numbers this year?
Giannis is at 29 points per. That's true. Why am I even trying? It's Giannis. Yeah. Giannis is 29 points a game. He has almost 12 rebounds and 6 assists.
And arguably the best defensive player in the game. I mean, based on those numbers, the winning percentage of that team, he doesn't have a true number two like most of the other guys on this list, like Kawhi, like LeBron, like Embiid, like the Joker. You know, you could ease, and I think actually he is the most valuable player on his team and in the league. I don't know how many guys are going to vote for him. You know, Simmons was talking about this too, to win that third one. I don't know how many guys, just for that reason alone, they overlook him. But his stuff too, his rookie stuff in particular, is down about 50% from where it was at the peak of last season. So just to give you some numbers again, to go with kind of a baseline number, his Prism rookies, they had hit as high as $7,500 about right before the start of the playoffs last year. So during that bubble, of course, he was pretty much unanimous. He was going to win the MVP at that point. That card is now selling for $3,500 to $3,800. Population is 2,500. Not overly high population. But that's a huge card, obviously, right? He's got some other nice rookies as well. Like his Hoops PSA 9. The Hoops is the action shot. The ball's behind his head, two-handed, ready to dunk the ball. A PSA 9 of that card goes for like $350 to $400. I think that's a great buy. I just think his stuff is down, again, 50% for a guy playing at his level. You got to think they probably make a push for at least the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe things get weird and they come out of the East, although I don't see him beating. I just don't see him beating Brooklyn. But you look at his numbers on paper, on and on the court too, and you couple his defensive, like how dominating he is defensively with the numbers you just gave. I don't know how he's not right there.
I don't know if you noticed when you looked at the odds, and I've got the MVP back-to-backs, by the way. But one thing to point out is like when we're talking about Vegas odds, it was LeBron, Joker, Embiid.
Embiid's and like what, it was plus 650?
Embiid is plus 650. But Giannis is up
Giannis, plus
1,500.
Yeah,
it's
a whole
huge jump from those top three after that. So
yeah, because Donovan Mitchell's there in that 1,500 range. Just a couple other guys there.
Luka.
Yeah, Luka's right Harden, there too. Which Luka's another guy. All those guys. Now, Harden, Kyrie, I don't know. And even Durant wasn't too far off that, which he's missed way too much time. But
yeah,
how many guys, three consecutive MVPs?
11 guys. Curry being the latest.
He won three consecutively, not just over the course of his career.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is two consecutively.
Okay.
Two consecutively. Actually, I didn't see.
Maybe no one's. I don't know if anybody's done it. I'd be curious. I want someone just to come onto the YouTube comments. By the way, follow Sports Cars Nonsense YouTube,
Michael
Twitter.
Jordan.
Okay. Kareem didn't do it, huh?
Kareem is on this list.
Yeah, Kareem's got five MVPs?
It was 76 and 77.
So back to back, but never three in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Giannis, I mean, that'd be interesting if he did it. Again, I think for that reason, you're going to see people shy away from allowing him to do that. But either way, I think his stuff is undervalued because he's going to be in that discussion and make a deep playoff run. The other dude, by the way, who's having a great season, this just super underrated this year, is Kawhi Leonard. You have Kawhi's stats?
Yes, I do. And I also want to throw out there, more than just Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell, also 3 for 3.
Well, so those Bill Russell, obviously the greatest winning player of all time. Russell, I just say this, number one of all time, Bird. Number two, Bill Russell. Number three, who cares? Maybe Jordan.
Maybe Jordan.
That's going to be the clip this week. I'm like, this guy really thinks Jordan's the third best player?
Oh, my God.
Blowing up our email. Yep.
YouTube
Bird,
eats us alive.
Russell, anybody else you want. Kevin McHale, 3.
I can't wait to read the comments.
Then maybe Michael Jordan, 4. Maybe.
Get that boost.
Koozie Jordan's a toss-up.
You wanted Kawhi.
This guy Kawhi's is a biased point. Boston fan.
God.
The ringer in there. Boston. I don't care. I'm in a mood today. I'm sorry.
I wish your mood would come out more.
I miss my dogs. They're not here.
So
Brady and Griffey
book.
Are gone for 3 weeks.
I feel like you haven't Kawhi's insulted me
numbers.
In weeks.
Nobody's paying attention to our banter. Give me the numbers.
Love it.
Give me the numbers.
Kawhi, we're looking at 26 points. You got 6.4 rebounds and 5 assists.
And again, you could argue the best defender in the game. Him and Giannis, I mean, they're right there. Unbelievable stats. Now, his Prism PSA 10 goes for over $3,000, which I'm fine with. He's another guy, though. His Hoops rookie, Hoops PSA 10, I think, is only going for like $400. It's like 300 cards, 250 maybe, 300 in the population report. Stupid cheap. His NTRPA, National Treasures rookie patch auto. You know, Zion and Luka, gems are going way into the six figures. Luka's non-true National Treasures rookie patch auto does like $50,000. He just had a Kawhi went off like 3 weeks ago. 9-5-10, true rookie patch auto out of National Treasures, went for just over $50,000. Even his crazy high-end stuff seems to be a little bit low. And then he doesn't sign as much as some of the other guys. You know, like Kobe, for example, signed in everything under the sun. Durant signs a ton. There's not a ton of like really premium Kawhi stuff. So I actually think Kawhi Leonard is a guy who could possibly sneak into that MVP discussion and is going to go on a deep season playoff run. I don't think it's a bad time to buy Kawhi right now either. You've got some Carmelo stuff too, just briefly.
Yeah.
Obviously not in the MVP discussion, but just Carmelo was a guy we had come across, like value guys in the NBA right now. Carmelo, an all-time great, top, I don't know, 30 player of all time, probably 40 player. Never got the big win, but...
Yeah, this is something where we figured, guys, you guys want to know about. It's maybe a little undervalued with Carmelo. 2003, Topps Chrome.
So same rookie class as LeBron, Wade. Great rookie class. Bosch, 03.
Yep.
Darko Milicic, of course.
So those are selling. PSA 10s, there's about 486. You're looking at about 1,300.
So I believe that's a lower pop than LeBron and selling for, what, 5% of what LeBron sells for? It's a weird card.
The PSA 9s, for those looking to also get in with an actual affordable price, 430 is the high. Between 350 and 450, it looks like you can probably get one.
I like the Carmelo play. Plus, I think he retires. I mean, you know, he's obviously out of the... Yeah, I don't know. I like the Carmelo play. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame guy. I think, too, there's always going to be that connection with him and LeBron because they came out of the same class. Like, that 03 class just has so much hype to it. There's a couple other ones he mentioned too. The 03 Bowman card, his finest rookie like Wade and all those guys is a 2002 finest. I just think Carmelo's a cool value play. So if you're looking for another guy who hasn't maybe totally peaked out, he's one that seems to have fallen through the cracks. So yeah, I like that one. Speaking of Indy, the intern, he did a bunch of research too. The NHL ESPN deal.
Indy's killing it. Shout out to Indy. Give him a little prop.
Hey, shout out to Indy. Indy, you know Indy. Yeah, you know him. Give me the details of this deal, by the way. ESPN just signed a huge deal for the NHL.
Yes, take
the floor.
All right, so ESPN deal. This is hopefully, the overall goal of this, obviously, is to bring NHL into the limelight. I don't think it's any secret. I'm not that familiar with NHL players. Other sports, of course, I know them very well.
No question.
But this is trying to bring in not just... the game worldwide, but really the U.S. audience are trying to capitalize on it just because it's, you know, it's good, but it's not as good as it could be.
And you can't watch it anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
Hardly on TV. Right.
I love going to a Predators game here in Nashville. It's one of the most fun times I've had. Gotten on that Jumbotron a number of times. I don't want to say it's because of my dance skills, but I was dancing. People liked it.
When are we getting that on the pod?
It's
on
the screen. I have such a small space. We need an office. Ringer, Bill, Russell, call
Simmons,
me.
Richard, go.
NHL, $2.8 billion deal with ESPN. That's over 7 years. Why would you ask me questions? You know, don't ask me questions because I'm probably not going to know the answer to that.
Take it away. You're doing great.
All right. 7-year deal. So this is essentially putting games on TV. Big highlights of the deal are, you got ABC is going to air 4 of the next 7 Stanley Cups. They're going to have 1 conference final every year. They're going to air about 1,000 games, per season on ESPN Plus. All those who watch NHL.tv, for all those hockey guys out there, that's going away. That's going to be absorbed into ESPN Plus. So get those subscriptions ready. There's going to be a few exclusive deals as well, where you're only going to be able to watch the games on ABC/ESPN. But the overall goal is really start pumping up guys, like give them the publicity that they need to become household names. We're going to talk about Connor McDavid here in a minute, but I mean, he's number one hockey player. I didn't know who that was. Now, that's not saying a lot, but I guess that there's a number of you listening who may not have known that name.
Yeah,
not
same issue as baseball, right? No star player recognition for people who aren't fans. So just for time's sake, I mean, you got like guys like Connor McDavid, of course, two of the all-time greats, Crosby and Ovechkin, still playing in the league, dominating. You know, I just feel like there is no attention given to those guys. That's a good example, too. McDavid sells really high now. If he becomes a household name to a degree, all of a sudden that stuff takes off even more. Same thing with Crosby and Ovechkin. I just feel like as great as they are, top five, top 10 guys all time, you know, their prices could jump. I'm just going to focus for just a minute, though. Some of the guys I grew up watching who are just totally overlooked. Steve Yzerman, the captain for the Red Wings for forever. And that team was always dominant growing up. 1984 Topps rookie as a PSA 9, like $200, $225. That just seems crazy cheap for, again, a top 50. You know, we always talk about the top 50 NBA players and how we've seen that boom. I think at some point we might see a boom like that in the NHL, and these would be the guys who you'd see jump like that. So Steve Yzerman, huge market in Detroit. Again, a PSA 9 Topps card for $200. Brett Hull, again, one of the best growing up when I was a kid. I actually loved watching him with the Blues especially. 1988 Topps rookie. You can buy that raw rookie card in good condition. Like if you look it over, it's in really nice condition as a raw card. $20. A PSA 9 is 150. Dirt cheap. Joe Sakic. We're going to talk about one of his cards in Straight Cash Homie. But like for Sakic, actually his rookie's in Straight Cash Homie.
Spoiler
alert. You can get like super nice patch autos. Sakic was like one of the best players in the league for the Avalanche team forever. You know, patch autos of like premium Upper Deck brands for $150 and less. I love that. And Upper Deck put in some nasty patches back in the day. And then the Jager, that dude with the most like infamous mullet of the 90s. Jager, to me, again, one of the best players of all time. So his PSA 10, his Opeachy is kind of his big, the Opeachy Premier from 1990. That PSA 10 has a population of about 2,700, sells for like $550 to $600. A 9.5 from Beckett sells for like $250. Just seems super, super cheap. And the Upper Deck card is like $200.
I see this as a explosion in the NHL market if the deal works. Because right now, what have you seen? You've seen baseball, basketball, football in the U.S. That's where all the card prices, I mean, that's where prices have essentially been exploding, is exclusively to those markets. Yeah. NHL, if this works, this will be in like, say, 2-3 years from now.
In a year.
I just mean like, if you buy up the cards now, the rookie cards, the things that are $20.
Oh, I got you.
You sit on them for 2-3 years, you're going to be looking back as if this is like jumping into the beginning of 2018, 2017.
Sure. Before the bubble. And again, too, we've already seen people like when the NBA took off like it did, the card market went absolutely crazy. We've seen a wicked pullback, even with the mainstay names. That Jordan PSA 9 that I sold for $70,000 does like $40,000 right now. Bird rookies, the PSA 8s hit $15,000. Now they're selling for like $8,000 to $8,500. Kobe stuff is way down. I think all that will come back up, but I think it shows the pattern in the card market. Like, what's the next thing to spike? Let's get in a little bit early.
Yeah.
The NHL, and the response we've gotten for NHL on the show is way more than I thought. I just thought the NHL was totally forgotten. There's a ton of hockey guys out there. One interesting hockey note, too. I talked to the dude over at Heritage, the PR guy there. So there was a Beckett-graded Pristine 10, which I don't know how a card from 1966 does this. So the Bobby Orr 1966 rookie sold at the end of February for $276,000, which seems like the most criminally underpriced card of all time. A PSA 10 Gretzky did over $1 million. A BGS 10 always outsells a PSA 10. And the pop count on anything high-end Orr rookie is so low. I was actually shocked. I had to call Heritage to find out how much it actually sold for. $276,000. The guy who put the card at auction thought it was going to bring $2 million, which I did too. Because anything comparable grade, like a PSA 7 Gretzky that sells right now for 9 to 10, a PSA 7 Orr sells for like 15 to 20. Orr outsells him across the board because it's an older card and lower pop in every grade. I am shocked that a BVG 10 did not do way more than $1 million. Weird to me. Anyways, this is just like a side note. I got to talk Bruins.
Well, NHL 2, the last thing I was going to point out was that what I think is really interesting is they are making a big push, not just for the U.S., but they're saying these games are going to be televised in like Latin America, Caribbean,
trying international market.
Basically, yeah, basically, because this is not an, I mean, Russia, that where else do you think of hockey besides Russia, Canada, and US? I don't know, but
no, I think you're
could
right.
Be huge.
And we've seen the international appeal for all other sports. Guys are calling for it in the card market. Give it to them. Give them what they want here with the baseball, with the hockey market. So, all right, take it away because we got the interview. Do your thing. Are you ready?
People said
last week there was a lot of visceral in your.
Yeah, because I was angry because you interrupted me just like this. Guys, I am so sorry. Straight cash on me. That's it. Straight cash, homie.
There she is. All right. So we talked about one of these guys already. Joe Sakic, 1989 Topps rookie. Pretty low pop. Again, it's a, you know, hockey back then, not much of a market for the late 80s, early 90s, which I think is why we're gonna see it boom. $175 for a Sakic PSA 9 Topps rookie from 89. Just seems like a good buy to me. I don't know that it's gonna be an overnight like double, but I think long term, like Jesse's saying, I think it's actually a really good buy. On the cheaper side of things, then, 1993 Jeter. We've seen some Jeter stuff explode. The SP card is through the roof and priced out for a lot of guys. Even his Topps rookie in a high grade has gotten crazy expensive. But 1993 Jeter Bowman, I actually really like the Bowman card. It's a cool-looking card. It's an action shot. He's like, you know, standing at short, ready to field the ball. You can get a raw card in good condition for $30. You can get a PSA 8 for like $60. I think it's an awesome buy for like a cheap. If you want a nice Jeter rookie, I think that'll eventually go up. And then one just to get high end with 2013 Giannis Antetokounmpo select. So a PSA 9 is doing like 6.25. A PSA 10 is doing 1850. There was a time last year the PSA 10s were 35 to $4,000, so about half as much. And then a PSA 9, I think, just follows suit. So if you've got a little bit more money, I like the Giannis play there.
it's infected.
This day in history.
So
two kind of cool notes. So first of all, on the 18th, which is today when we're recording, Maurice Richard, the first guy ever to get 50 goals in a season. That was 1945. And then Brett Hull, I didn't realize this, the third player ever to score 80 goals in a season. Whenever you're on a list and it just includes Super Mario and Wayne Gretzky, you've done okay. So not a bad list to be on. Do you have a this day in history thing? Or you do?
Yes,
I can see the glimmer in that eye of yours.
Sorry to jump in. Steve's in the waiting room now, so I don't know if you want to finish this bit and then let him in or let him in now. Or
let's let him in because Steve has some criticisms for Jesse anyways, and then we'll get Jesse's this day in history.
Okay,
I'm excited.
We'll finish the show.
Thank you,
that.
Corey. All right, guys, so we teased it at the top of the show. Steve Perrault from Section 10 Podcast and WEEI Sports Radio, which I grew up listening to in Boston. He's going to join us now and give us some MLB talk.
What is going on, guy? Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. You had a goofy,
so
lost look on your face when you joined. Steve.
No, I hop on and it was like, you are now recording. I got a robot. So now that I know that we're recording, then I'm happy.
Don't knock the robot. Real quick, Jesse was just giving us his This Day in History.
Are you ready for this, Steve?
What do we got?
Here we go.
What do we got?
This day in history, this is kind of a big deal. I think a lot of people still talk about it.
We'll be the judge of that.
Sridhar Chilal set the record of 181 inches for world's longest fingernails. Still to this day, 181 inches. Can you believe that, Steve?
And this is why
that reminds me of the Guinness Book of World Records. They used to have the images of the guy with fingernails that kept going. So I don't know if it was that guy.
It had
I can't
to be.
Speak.
This is from 91.
I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if this beats the escalator one you had last time.
Steve's a fan. He's a real fan.
But it's right up there. I'm telling you guys right now, I'll just come in hot right now and let you know I love this show. I'm a huge fan of this show. I listen to this and Simmons, and that's about it. When you do a podcast, you don't have a ton of time to listen to podcasts.
True.
So you guys are in the one of two show rotation, so props to you.
Hey, Steve, thanks for coming by, man. We'll catch up with you later.
That's all we need.
All right, hey, I'll see you guys later. All right, thanks for having me.
I can already tell you, after that reaction to the fingernail thing, this is going to be a Simmons-type show. You and Jesse is going to do your little vibing out nonsense. All right, so Steve, obviously, host of Section 10. Host, is that accurate to say?
Yeah, host and producer. I basically
star.
Do everything. We'll
star
say star. That's a great word to use. Yeah, star
accurate.
Of Section 10. Now,
sure.
Me, Jared, Coley, we all kind of balance the host duties, but... a little bit of everything with Section 10 with Barstool Sports. Host the live BP show on WEEI with Rob Bradford every Saturday. That's
I was on
Red
that
Sox.
Show.
I'm telling you, you had a great guest appearance. We need Jesse on there.
Next time, but
think you called Rob Chad. I think you called him Chad, which was unfortunate.
Don't you usually call everyone Rob Chad? Like, that's your private nickname for people?
It's like Dan and Danny, Chad and Rob. Same thing.
Well, Mike, you're a baseball guy at heart. And Chad Bradford was on the Red Sox.
Of course. There you go. See, there's the connection. I have one note about Carrabas. I had to say this. I said this to Steve off air. I want to make it very public. I doubt he listens to the show. Carrabas has made a ridiculous statement. This is the gauntlet being officially laid. I'll give the guy $1,000 any charity he wants.
Okay.
I believe I heard it said 375-pound shoulder press, right? I got to see
got
this.
Me.
I'm telling you right now, I don't think many people watch it. I am pretty yoked up top. I'm going to say this right now. I'll put up 110-pound dumbbells for a few reps. This dude, who I'm pretty confident I could bench press his weight about 3,000 times, shoulder pressing 375 is one of... I said this to Steve off air. I think Jesse has a better shot at running a 5-second 40-yard dash than Jared has of shoulder pressing 375, unless he's on some Smith machine at the retirement home. That's it.
I'm just going to say I haven't seen Jesse run, so maybe he's quick. You never know.
You don't know.
See, here's the deal, though, Mike, with lifting. I stay so far from a gym that I have no idea the difference between 375, 220. You could fool me with all of it.
He has fooled other people. I will tell you.
The only thing I know is the way you guys talk about how much you can lift is very similar. So I would like to see it. We'll try to set it up.
That's happening. You heard it here, folks.
Set it up. And then Jesse's running the 40. All right. So let me just ask you this question right off the bat. Obviously, you're a Sox fan, but upcoming 2021 season, who do you, and I know you're in the card market too, so there's kind of the connection there, which I like. Who are some guys you are currently buying because you know, something you've seen, you've talked, you've got your insider connections, guys you're high on coming to the season where there's some value?
Yeah, so top guys, made a list. I did some notes here because I care so much about this podcast.
He's doing
Juan Soto. Juan Soto, if you're not buying Juan Soto cards right now, you're an absolute idiot. The Nationals kind of being a garbage team last year helped. He wasn't in the spotlight as much. He had the highest OPS in baseball. Jesse, that is slugging and OBP combined. Yes. He had 1185 OPS and fifth in MVP voting at the age of 21, which is absolutely ridiculous. He also has a ton of swagger. I want to ask you guys, because I was going to get to the Red Sox after this, with Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers, they remain underrated. I'm buying a lot of them. They remain underrated. How much do you think the swagger of a player and the overall just like vibe, especially in this social media, driven world, how much do you think that matters in the card market?
Jesse?
Jesse's got swagger, so he's a great one to answer.
It's a lot. Go ahead, take it from there, Mike.
Okay, so he's absolutely wrong. In any other sport, it means everything, right?
Take it easy.
I mean, the fact that we see guys like LeBron say things off the court, people don't like it, so his value drops. NBA is all about player perception and people knowing the players. It's huge there. You know, Curry revolutionized the game, was great on the court, but the dude just has swagger. People love him. Baseball, I don't think it means anything because baseball has, they don't build their market around any player. Who does the MLB actively market?
The marketing issue is a thing for baseball. I get that. But these players are now just marketing themselves. Like Fernando Tatis Jr. is becoming the face of the league, like on his own.
True.
He doesn't need the league's help for that. So I don't think, people make a huge deal out of like, oh, Major League Baseball doesn't market the players, this, that, the other thing. I don't think the league needs, I don't think it's their job to go out of their way to market individuals when they can just do that on by themselves now. I don't really think it's that much of a big deal.
But yeah, here's the thing.
You probably disagree.
No, well, just because for people in the card, if you're already in the card market, you know what these guys are doing on the field anyways. Like I know Soto, I need to look at his numbers, but I know he's unbelievable. He's a young dude. He's been an MVP, he's been a World Series winner, and his bat is just, he's wicked. He's unbelievable. Same with
Tatis. He does everything. Soto does everything. He could be one of the greatest players ever. He could go down.
Yeah, I think over the next 10 years, we hear Soto, Tatis, Acuna are the three guys. My only issue with Soto is, I do wonder, and the same with Tatis, just to kind of give a baseline number, 2018 Topps update, his paper rookie, flagship rookie, a PSA 10 is doing like 350. His Bowman Chrome rookie out of 2016.
Who?
Well, there's some Tatis.
Not watching.
I think it's this one, right? I got the same card, right? But it's a PSA 8. That's what I'm learning, and I'll give you guys credit with the grading.
Yep.
You guys are crushing it with the grading because I'm still quasi new to this version of the sports cards world.
Sure.
I initially just saw this card and was like, oh my God, Fernando Tatis Jr. autograph rookie card. I need to get that immediately. But then all of a sudden you start looking at, okay, PSA 8 versus PSA 10, way different. For this card specifically, a PSA 8, what would be the difference between that and the 10 that you're talking about? A couple hundred?
So what? I don't even know what card that was. I saw the Tatis briefly.
It's the 2019 Topps update. Fernando Tatis Jr. rookie card signed PSA 8.
So tough and to say with a signature card on there. But like, for example, so his 2019, so that's his second paper card. His first was in Series 2, which is a 2019 Topps product. It comes out right before. A PSA 10 of that card does about $300. A PSA 8 of that card probably does, Jesse can back us up, what, $50, Jess?
PSA 8 of the Topps?
2019 Tetis? Topps, it's a horizontal card. I'm going to say it's like $50, but the gap between an 8 to a 10 is crazy. It might even be less than that, $30?
It's going for about $65.
A PSA 8?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, so you're talking a 5, so 20% of a PSA 10.
Okay.
PSA 10 is crazy markup.
That's something I'm trying to, you know, understand more with this, because if you go into it like a rookie like myself, you'll just think like, oh, I got the card. It's like, hey, right. I really didn't if it's a PSA 8. But I have Tatis as my next guy. He's becoming the face of the league, and he's an absolute stud. Fourth in MVP voting last year, also at the age of 21, like Soto. These guys are going to be doing it forever. He signs the mega deal with the Padres. And if he dips, I agree. I heard you guys earlier talking about how it might not be the best time to buy on Soto right now, or sorry, Tatis right now, considering all the hype around him, and it's probably somewhat of a peak. I'd be in a weird way waiting for him to dip and then jump all over it, because I feel like he's a guy that long term, I'd be stunned if he's not a superstar in this league for 10, 15 more years. So having said that, I'd go for Tatis on the Padres, shortstop. He's the face of the league once again. Sticking with shortstops, Wander Franco. In Tampa Bay.
Love
he's
Wander.
likely getting called up this year. He's been down in the minors. Last year was obviously tough with no minor league season with COVID.
Number one prospect, by the way, in the league.
I'm telling you, top prospect in Major League Baseball. Also, I saw this quote. I wrote down a quote. That's how much I care about this show. I took so many notes. I wrote down someone's quote.
First person prepared.
So this is from baseballsavant.mlb.com. It's a great site if you're a baseball nerd. Has all sorts of stats. Also has breakdowns of players. baseballsavant.mlb.com. Check it out. They said Franco has the physical tools and natural ability needed to become the top switch hitter of his generation. Anytime you see of his generation, I'm like, okay, let me buy on this guy. Numbers seem to be pretty low compared to what you guys talk about. So I have Wander Franco way up there. Luis Robert.
Let me hit Franco real quick. So Jesse,
go for Franco. What do you got?
Jesse, pull up 2019 Bowman Auto 9.5 of Wander Franco. So Franco, I like Franco. The fact that he's a number one MLB prospect on their list, he had a wicked bump with that. You know, he needs to get called up now for his prices to jump. And he doesn't have anything rookie yet. Once he actually makes his big league debut, we'll start seeing like Topps Tribute, Topps Triple Threads, all the card products that come out later that have rookie cards, we'll start seeing him in. Even Topps Chrome, if he gets called up early enough. He's expensive, but man, not compared to someone like Jason Dominguez. So what are you seeing for his prices, Jesse, out of 2019?
So the last few days, it's bumped. It went from
2,000,
like 1,900 up to 2,200 a couple days ago.
But to put that in perspective, so that's his 2019 Bowman. It's actually just a straight Bowman card. It's a chrome card, 9.5/10 for $2,000. That's half of Acuna, half of Soto, half Tet. I mean, he's still. So I do think there's room to grow with Wander. I think a lot of it just depends on when he gets called up. And I don't know how that works either with the contract. I'm always sketchy with how that works with call-ups.
Yeah, well, a lot of times
contract.
They try to hold these guys back so they can control their service time, so they don't have to pay them big money. It's kind of a joke, honestly.
So when do you think we see him realistically in the bigs?
It sounds like this season. From what people are saying, it sounds like later this season. Now, when that is, you know, who knows? They just optioned him to the minors yesterday. But no, we had Chaim Bloom on Section 10, former GM of the Rays, or former Chaim Bloom. The titles that they have for Chaim Bloom, he's the chief baseball officer of the Red Sox, which is like the most made up. Just call him the GM. Let's just get that name out of the way. He's the GM, and he was in the front office in Tampa Bay, and he said the way he was talking about Wander Franco was like way higher than any other player. We talked to Chaim for probably an hour and a half, and he was treating Wander Franco like he was, you know, the great, like he was Mike Trout, like he was one of the greatest of all time. So really? I would definitely invest in Wander Franco. Luis Robert Is that the most boring name for a superstar?
I don't know how anybody says the name either. Because then he had an interview where he says, they asked him how to pronounce his last name, and he said, Rubber.
Is it Rob?
And I was like, I don't know what that means. I don't, if you start rolling R's, I can't, I don't know how that.
Dude,
I call him, I just call him Lou Bob. We just keep it classy.
Yeah, Lou Bob works.
So
Louis
Jesse, 2018 Bowman Chrome auto of him. It's he's wearing a white jersey sitting down at a desk. Pull that up while Steve's talking so we have some info.
That's when you know that you're a card expert, when you know exactly what the guy's doing in the card.
The word, the word you're looking for is nerd. Thank you.
I'll say it's impressive. But only note there, Luis Robert, not a lot of games last year. He's shown a lot of promise. He's been called a six-tool player, which is just ridiculous. I mean, at a certain point, we're just going to be running out of tools to be used, you know, as a description for a baseball player. But his teammate, Eloy Jimenez,
I love
probably
Eloy.
It's probably Eloy Jimenez, called Robert the next Mike Trout. So that's obviously high praise from a teammate. Tony La Russa spoke very highly of him, new manager in Chicago. So I would definitely invest in him as well. Jesse, what do you got?
So we got, I'm seeing, let me clarify. There's a Chrome and there's a Prospect Chrome. Are you familiar with the difference between the two of them?
Yeah. So it's technically his prospect card. It's just he's sitting in a white jersey.
Yeah. Autographed. Yeah. It's just weird because PSA is naming them two different things on the grading. But most recently there was one that went for 260 for the PSA 10.
Now this is not an autograph. So you're just talking about out of 2018 Bowman, just the Lou Bob base Chrome card as a PSA 10 does 250 to 260 right now.
Yep.
So that topped out last year at like $300 because he came up hitting over 300. That card was selling to 350 range. But again, you compare his rookie stuff to Acuna, Tatis, and Soto. I just think he's another guy. And I think the White Sox have a weird season. So we're super high on Eloy because I think Eloy is going to have a crazy big year. But if he does that just by, you know, Lou Bob has way more hype coming in. He outsells Eloy probably 4-1, 5-1 right now in terms of value. And he's still cheaper than what he's been. And the other good thing about Louis Robert is last year he had a bunch of rookie autos in everything. He had autos in Finest, Bowman's Best. So you can find his rookie auto stuff because he's made his big league debut. So I actually do like him, and I think that team's going to win a ton of games. Hey, real quick, before you go on to another team, Andrew Vaughn, you familiar with him at all, the DH, the kid for the White Sox?
Not really, no.
So Vaughn was on my list of guys to ask you about. He's played some DH now. He's out of 2019 Bowman draft. I think Vaughn is another guy if you're a prospector. And Vaughn has autos in Bowman's Best at the end of the year, too. His raw Bowman auto is like $200. I think that's a steal because he's going to start, sounds like, on the bigs.
If you go down the line with the White Sox, there's a lot of guys I would invest in. Yeah, they're loaded. And they're getting a lot of World Series buzz, so you can't really go wrong there. Last guy was Vlad Guerrero Jr. And it's not even that I want to invest in him. I just want to see him become more of a star than just like Vladdy's son. Like I think he's gotten a lot of hype off of that. He hit 91 homers in the home run derby. That, you know, it's granted the home run derby changes their rules every single year. That was back in 2019. I like what he's all about. He's lost 40 pounds in the offseason. In baseball, I don't think that's a good thing sometimes. If you get lighter and you're a power guy, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to translate to better stats. So we'll see with Vladdy. Vladdy's my biggest question mark that I don't know if you're investing in Vladdy right now, but I'm kind of waiting to see if he can become a more all-around player.
Yeah, so we're high on Vlad. I like his cheaper stuff too. So he's got, for example, his 2019 Topps Chrome, the no number variation. That's a PSA 10 you can pick up for about $200. Other guys who are much bigger names than him, prospects, are $500, $600, even up to $1,000. I think Vlad has plenty of room to grow. He's out of that same 2016. So actually, what's crazy, 2016 Bowman Chrome was Vlad, Soto, Tatis altogether.
Ridiculous.
Those cases originally cost us, I believe it was $558. Now they're probably $15,000. So
it's insane. Absolutely
Soto
insane.
Soto used to do $100 out of that as an autograph. Now he does like $4,500.
What's the deal? There is a red refractor version of that Vlad card that just sold today. Any guesses?
Topps Chrome, Red Refractor, or Bowman?
Sapphire Red, Topps Chrome, 2019.
Graded raw?
10. PSA 10.
$5,000.
$26,000.
Oh, God. Sapphire is a crazy product, man. People
sold
love
today.
Sapphire. Yeah, it's
number five,
I believe.
Yep. Yeah. That is insane. Mike, when you ever mentioned that you sold a car for $70,000, I was like, what is this? This is just
Michael
nuts.
Jordan, baby. MJ.
I... I was, I'm telling you, when I looked at Rob, or Chad rather, when I looked over at him, Chad. I was like, there's no way there are cards going for it. I knew there were, but it's just to hear it from Mike Giuseppe, I'm just like, bang, one and 70 only. Grand. And the way you said it so nonchalantly, like the that's just another day. Hey, I'm telling you, that's just another day in the life of Mikey G. But Red Sox guys, real quick, that I'm high on and I'm buying: Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, Jaron Duran. Duran, I got an auto card for pretty damn cheap. I don't know what it was, but watched him play in spring training. He has all the tools. If he can put it all together at the big league level, he's going to be one of the best players in the AL East, maybe the American League, and just, you know, go on from there.
So Duran is a 20, just real quick, Duran, 2020 Bowman draft for Duran. He's got his first prospect auto, first prospect chrome card. Yeah, guys are high on him. Xander,
I think, jump
though,
on it.
You're high on. See, I love the Devers play out of 2018 Topps update, or Topps Series 1 PSA 10s. I love Devers. Xander, I'm not as high on.
Last Devers I got was the one you said to get, 2018 Topps
PSA 10.
Yeah, PSA 10. Yeah, it was for like $50.
$50. So again, to put that in perspective, that card cost you $50. That's the same card. If it's the first of Tatis, it's 300. Soto's 350. Acuna's 225. I just think Devers is so good and so undervalued. The other guys I'm not crazy sold on, but I do love Devers.
Devers is younger. He's younger. And with Bogaerts, I'm more seeing that from the national standpoint of being underrated in my eyes. I don't think Bogaerts gets nearly enough credit. He constantly needs to try to get into like the All-Star game from like the vote-in. This guy's one of the top 2-3 shortstops in baseball, regardless of American
comparable
National
with Lindor,
League.
Right?
No, absolutely. But and then Lindor gets market, mentioned way more.
Yeah, and he Lindor's gets, market is, I mean, 10 times what Xander's is.
I was going to say, the second he signs in Queens, it must have just skyrocketed, right?
Yeah, it bumped a little bit for sure. It'd be nice to see him in a relevant team. I mean, not that the Indians aren't relevant, just such a small market. But Lindor it just came in with the hype. And again, hype carries so much weight in the hobby.
You just said curious. Hype doesn't carry weight.
In the hype. Hobby in general, you're saying.
Oh, yeah, he came in as a hyped up rookie.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I guess my question off of that is that how much does the market matter in baseball, in your opinion? Because
very little.
A guy like Arenado is a good example. He's going to have a lot more eyes on him now going from Colorado to St. Louis. So I am curious of that because I definitely want to factor that in and who I'm buying.
So I'll say this. It matters with vet players. Like Goldie, when he went to St. Louis, it's a bump. You know, Arenado leaves. But you look at the top prospects we've just talked about. Very few of them are in major markets. The Padres are a small market. Tatis crushing it. Vlad in Canada, small market. Vlad sells high. Wander. Now, when you actually have the perfect storm, like a Jason Dominguez and with the Yankees, who I think is going to take over the world in a year and a half, 2 years.
He's a freak.
Yeah, it's major. But in general, I think unless it's a vet guy, people still like to see the veterans go somewhere they know. Hey, I got two guys I want to run past you. I'm curious to get your take. Kyle Lewis. Where do you stand on Kyle Lewis?
Kyle Lewis, got to actually interview him with the Bleacher Report AMA. Great. If you want to know, he's a great kid. If you want to know that, he's a great kid.
That's all I care about.
Very high potential, but wouldn't this be people buying high right now, considering he wins Rookie of the Year and he's going to have, I was asking about Ken Griffey Jr. He's got a great relationship with him. He's like, yeah, I've heard comps to Griffey. Geez, okay. That's Griffey's my guy. If we're talking comps
to
Griffey.
Yeah, well, you also are the guy who said that Griffey was better than Barry Bonds. So I we don't need your take on Griffey.
Griffey's my guy.
I love Griffey. Jr. My dog is named Griffey. That's the bat behind me. He's not better than Barry Bonds. I mean,
I'm just, put Griffey on steroids. That's a whole nother discussion. Let's save that for next time.
Let's do it.
But no, I'm high on him. But I also, from your perspective, what are you looking at with prices? Because I would figure after Rookie of the Year.
So, not as much as you think. Yeah. So, Jesse, pull up 2016 Bowman Chrome Kyle Lewis autos as a 9.5/10. I want to say his 9.5/10 auto is doing under $500 still. If I remember right, it's like $350 to $400. So one of the issues prospect guys have with Kyle Lewis, he's a little bit older. I think he turns 26 this year. But as well as he plays, you know, again, some of the other guys we're talking, Bobby Witt's first prospect card out of 2020 Bowman, 9.5/10 sells for $2,000. I think Kyle Lewis, Jesse, you have numbers there?
Yeah, you want the auto?
Yep, 9.5/10.
Well, this is the... you want 9.5, you want BGS.
What do you have? Just give me what
I've
you
got. I've
got
the 10. PSA 10 is going for, as of yesterday, 587.
Okay, so if PSA 10 does that, that means a BGS 9.5 is probably closer to 4. I still think, despite him actually doing it, he is vastly underpriced. So anything 2016 Kyle Lewis, I like. And another guy, he's got all of his rookie stuff already out. 2020 Top Series 1. You can get those PSA 10s now for like the same as your Devers. You can get the Kyle Lewis version of that out of 2020 for like 60 to 70. When a guy like
that
is selling.
And if we're talking markets too, we're talking markets, it's going to be harder for him to be in the spotlight in Seattle. I mean, sure. Naturally, guys like, you know, King Felix, you go down the list, they just don't get as much national attention. So that's going to be.
And he got injured when he came up in 2016. He came up and just missed. I think he tore his ACL. But I think Kyle Lewis is a good buy. I like his 2020 Topps card for under $75. His Topps Chrome cards from last year still sell pretty cheap. Everything 2020 Kyle Lewis rookie, I kind of like. The other guy I wanted to ask you about too. Bobby Witt Jr. Just mention him real quick. The kid for the Royals. Any info on him?
Not much. I've heard the name. I'm not following him as closely. In all honesty, the young guys that I'll follow are within the Red Sox organization, sure. AL East. I'm not focused as much with the Royals. But I've heard the name and I've seen hype around it.
So let me ask you this. I'll give you a quick Bobby Witt note just for our listeners. Red Sox. I know you mentioned Duran. Bobby Dalbec's another guy out of the 2016 Bowman draft class. Where does he fall into the mix this year? Because he's super low. He had some hype 2 years ago. He's selling for nothing now. Jesse can pull that up, actually. 2016 Bowman Chrome.
Not even going to over-exaggerate. There's a chance he leads the American League in home runs this year. And people are starting to build that hype. My buddy Jared thinks he's going to have the most home runs in baseball.
He can shoulder press more than me.
We overrate Red Sox guys because we're just homers. But, sure. Bobby Dalbec, friend of the program. He is. He's got ridiculous pop, and really? I'm not talking population of the cards. He can go oppo homer very easily. The ball flies off his bat. Strikeouts are a major issue with Bobby Dalbec. Current Major League Baseball, it's like home run strikeout guys are becoming way more common. That's becoming what the game is. He's doing everything in his power to be the everyday first baseman. Might get some time at third if Rafael Devers is considering playing first. I don't know if they want to mess with Raffy like that. But Dalbec numbers I've noticed are very low price-wise. I would absolutely, and I don't even consider him a prospect. He came up at a home run in 5 straight games, and he joined like Griffey and Mays and all these guys in terms of players that have done it below the age of 26.
So you think he's a legit? I mean, you think he's going to be
legit? He's really? Legit. He's going to be, if he stays healthy, he would be one of the top power guys in the American League, I think, easily. I don't Sheesh. Think that's
Jesse,
even a problem.
Give me his number. So his 2016, he came up with Kyle Lewis, as a matter of fact, same draft class. What's his? I'm going to say his prospect auto goes for like $75 as a gem, $100.
Dalbec?
Yeah. What's Dalbec doing?
385 PSA 10.
Oh, is it just jumping then? Is
okay,
that everyone's
so PSA
the hype?
10. Do you see any 9.5s on there?
Let me check. But I will say he's got a ton of like refractors up. Like that's the majority of what's selling.
Still cheap though.
You know what? These are all autos.
Yep, that's what they're supposed to be.
Okay, I just want to confirm. All right, so 9.5, you're looking at
250.
I mean, the last one sold was 400.
Jeez. Okay.
Doesn't make sense. It would outsell a PSA. That's kind of an outlier.
It's not even showing it as a refractor.
So do this. Do this then too, Jesse. 2020 Topps Dalbec PSA 10. So I'll say this. Even if his numbers have jumped $300 to $400, again, 10% of what Acuna, Tatis, Soto, 20% of what those guys do. If you're saying he's going to come up and lead the league at home, or at least be in that discussion.
He has a good chance of being one of the top power guys in the American League.
You think he puts
and
up 30?
Playing... I think if he stays healthy, yes. I had him at 35.
The guy
already has like 5 homers in spring. He's got 2 grand slams. And this is with ease. He's a very calm, mild-mannered guy. He doesn't get too high, too low. Like a lot of times, that's kind of what I buy into. I don't want a guy that's going to be, you know, all over the map. I want someone that's consistent. Bobby Dalbec is. So
okay.
I think it makes sense.
Jesse, what do you see for the 2020 Topps? There's that look of wonderment.
Yeah, well, the 2020 Topps, there's very few things out there for Bobby Dalbec.
2021, excuse me. See, I misled you. I'm sorry. 2021 Topps.
Feels a lot better
now. It's
going
to change your whole world right here.
All right. PSA 10, you're looking at, very few graded.
Yeah, because it's hard to get stuff back from PSA on a product that came out a month ago.
I don't see...
What's his raw card going for then?
Raw card is going for about $30.
Okay, so that card is a PSA 10 then? I mean, got to be at least 150. I mean, that might not actually be a bad play then either. If you think he has staying power, 2021 Series 1 Bobby Dalbec cards, you buy him raw for $25 to $30, sub him and forget about him for a year. I mean, if he can play like you're saying, he's even if he gets the half of Tatis's number, half of Soto, that's $150 to $200 card. So I was actually not crazy high on Dalbec. That's interesting to hear. I would chase his 2016 then.
Anything I want to clarify that. That's for 10 of them.
Yeah, so they're going for a few bucks a piece.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's a little bit of a difference.
A little bit of a, you know, 10x modifier. That's not
that big.
I was
going to say, because Acuna raw only goes for like 50. That would have been insane that he was at 30 bucks. So you can pick those up for nothing. I mean,
it's worth it. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. And if not, you can just hit me up at Steve_Peral, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere. And you can
You're
just
not banned on Twitter anymore? This is good. See?
No, dude, I'm telling you, that was the worst week of my life. That was absolutely terrible. Also, just Twitter jail is the worst because you can't talk to a human. There's no like actual people that you can reach out to. It's just the bots being like, we'll get back to you. Like, come on now. That was awful.
So you teased before the show. Let's end with this. Some criticisms for Jesse.
Yeah, no, it's not Jesse, it's not criticisms. It's just I've been in this position
type of
analysis. Okay,
I'm ready.
I've listened to your show from the jump. I think you guys do a great job.
Okay.
Jesse, don't let your lack of sports knowledge hold you back. I like what you bring to the table. I like your enthusiasm, your drive. But be more confident in your game. I'm being a coach right now. If you have more confidence,
I've never been
and
coached.
If you bring it every single time without like, maybe I don't know that guy's nickname, whatever. I'm Jesse. I got the coolest background going.
Yeah. Coolest mafia.
I know what I'm doing. So I just want you to have a little more confidence. Have more strength.
All right, Steve, let me cut you off right there. See, I'm doing it.
There's
I'm doing
confidence.
It.
Let's go.
I'm going to cut you off right there, and I'm going to continue by saying you're absolutely right. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
And lastly.
Go ahead.
Mike, lastly, I'm still going here. It's so interesting because Straight Cash Homie, when you yell that phrase out, it kind of makes me want to blow my brains out.
Yep.
But
at
the same time, I totally understand the importance of continuing segments. If you have segments that are that are pinned to you guys, that are your specific things, that has value. I saw you put it on a shirt. I got what up section 10 in the building. We have that on a shirt that sells. So maybe I don't know if you have to change your tone or what it is.
No.
Is it the high pitch? It's something that gets. I'll be driving and I'm just ready to go off a hill.
If you don't want to blow your brains out, then I'm doing it wrong. That's how I view it.
That's fair.
Basically, in summary, Jesse, you crush it. Have as much confidence as you can. And I like that Straight Cash Homie as the phrase exists because you can throw it on a shirt.
I'm going to say this unofficially. I think Steve wants you on Section 10. That's what I heard.
Steve,
when
am I coming on?
Just
there?
You. So,
dude, there you we know we need you on Live BP so we have both you guys having your Live BP show
with
experience. It's also, I'm telling you, me and Chad Bradford, it's a nice Saturday discussion. You'll enjoy it.
There I'm not go. Ready for live.
Steve,
but I'll
thank
do
you
it.
For the time. I like the Dalbec note, especially the compliments to us first and foremost. But yeah, the Dalbec thing, 2016 Dalbec, 2021 Dalbec. Sounds like he's a big buy right now. So appreciate you jumping on, man. We'll catch up with you down the road and tell Carabas I want video evidence immediately.
Thanks, I'll let him know. Thanks for having me, guys.
Have a good day. All right, guys. So that was Steve Peralta again from Section 10 Podcast and WEEI Radio up in Boston. He knows his stuff with baseball. I'll be honest. We've talked about Dalbec a little bit in the past. I can already tell by looking at your face.
Hey, Mike, just hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me talk.
Yeah. You're done.
Go ahead and
you have no idea what he said about anything else on that show, except that he thinks our show is great and he thinks you need confidence and you're doing a great job.
Absolutely. So
you could have literally shut off your camera at that point.
I think I will.
That's a cool note about Dalbec, and interesting to see a guy who talks to the players like every day, unlike we do, who is that high on Devers, because we do, you know, we're both super high on Devers. And Wander Franco, I was high on him. To hear that GMs are talking like he's an unbelievable prospect. We're going to try to mix some more guys in like that with baseball, especially because there's just so much to keep up with baseball. I would rather have it a guy like Steve come on. We've got some guys coming up in the future too, some MLB Network guys, where they can tell you like what people are, what scouts, what GMs are seeing, and then we'll make the connection to the card market. I like that. There's no way that dude shoulder presses 3-7. I will not get over that. So there you go. Little NBA, little NHL, little hockey talk. You Canadians should be happy about that. No reason
That's
not
racist.
To be. So yeah, Straight Cash Homie obviously is a hit. That's your show for Friday. We'll be back on Tuesday with more. Who's joined? We actually have a big guest on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So this is right from my world, the YouTube world. Dan from What's Inside.
Doesn't he have like 100 million views or something like that?
I don't know the exact number, but he's definitely million? Got 7 million followers on one of his YouTube channels. He also he has multiple YouTube channels with like millions of followers.
I think
but
he's
anyway.
Gonna come on, and so he's gonna come on talk hobby and even rip some packs with us, I think.
Yeah, he's gonna find out what's inside some of those packs.
Cool. I like it. There you go. Sports Cards Nonsense, brought to you by Spotify and the Ringer Podcast Network. Make sure you check it out, listen to it anywhere you get your podcasts. SportsCardsNonsense.com is the website where we have all our card services. Check that stuff out. There's merchandise on there as well. And then on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, especially the Facebook group, we push that every week because it is the best place to go for questions, and it's just an open forum. Make sure you check that out as well. Jesse, I hate to do this.
Oh, God.
A solid A-minus today. Very impressed with your performance. The
research, I'm going to go ahead and leave.
You're going to ruin this whole thing if you talk. Guys, catch up with you Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Later.